This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We have not had all of us together at one time in the studio for 3 weeks. So to see the smiling faces of Ryan and Darius and Toby all in unison as the three best friends anyone could have on the other side of the glass, this feels good.
It is strange. It's nice. Nice little pick-me-up after... This doesn't happen very often in the D.C. area. A team will play and they'll lose on a given night. That's normal. That happens at sports. Two teams play, two teams lose. I've dubbed that the D.C. deucing. And that's bad. When three teams play, I've dubbed that the liefecta, when they all lose. Well, four D.C. area teams played last night and they all four lost. Not a lot of precedent there. I need a name for that. That was pretty depressing last night. Caps, no. Wizards, whatever. They gave up 2 trillion points. We'll talk about it. The Nats lost an opening game to the Phillies, and a lot of those fans are... couldn't be more obnoxious and annoying, and they were really close to us, and I got to see so many of them. That was fun. And then, of course, Maryland. Great first half, second half. Gross.
I don't know what to call it. I know that there are four teams playing, and they all lose, and the quadruple header went as bad as it could have gone. What are the odds and the chances that that even happens, by the way? If you start over again, Maryland and the Nationals and the Capitals and the Wizards, you play those games out 15 times. How often, how frequently is it even a possibility that all four of them could lose? But it certainly happened yesterday. That was, do we want to call it the double DC deucing? The DC deucing times two to the second power? Just make it four? I don't know what you want to do with it, but who was it ugly? I got a bunch of people sliding into the Instagram DMs today with like screen grabs of all the games and like, hey, buddy, have fun.
Got the quad box going. Oh, do you?
The quad box might be the way to do it.
So many L's. Just the quad. I don't know. All the words I can come up with are bad.
I want you to know that when you moved microphones, which took a long time, by the way, to go 2 feet. But when you did that, the humming that was really loud stopped.
Yeah. So this
turn
reminds
on your microphone really quick.
The other one?
Yeah.
You guys can hear that?
I don't know if they can hear it or not.
Market number 7.
What's amazing is just how things start happening randomly.
Well, I asked Darius on TalkBack, did it go over the air? And he goes, yeah. So here we go.
I kept unplugging and plugging in my headphones.
I did too. I was like, is it my headphone jack?
Yeah, we were trying to figure out, like, was it, headphone jacks? Was it your mic? Was it his mic? We finally deduced it was Danny's mic.
I have the crappiest headphones you can have. Mm-hmm. I buy them for $8 because I lose them or I break them. I do all kinds of different things, right? And so my headphones are so bad that I just don't bother. I throw them around.
You don't bother, yeah.
So I knew it was my headphones. Because this just, it's been a week, so this is probably
yesterday, like, it was an upgrade to use, like, Ryan's earbuds at the park.
But then I saw Darius doing the confused face and Toby listening to his phone real tight in on his ear. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, something is afoot here.
Here's what's afoot. Ready?
It's gone.
Oh, it went away this time. Maybe turn the mic down. Maybe
no,
pot it
well,
down.
No, well, the engineer, Tom, just walked into the studio.
He touched something?
It magically fixed itself.
Well, this reminds me, you probably don't remember this, but maybe you do. During the height of the old pandems.
Oh, Darius had it potted down. Give the people what they
here
want.
Here we go. Ready?
Crank it
go.
Up. Tommy,
Buzz Lightyear.
This is what we're working with.
Mm.
You hear that? It's like electricity.
Let's play electricity, a gaggle of hornets.
Right.
Or a malfunction.
Let's play top 10 market or not.
There we go.
Let's play that one too. That's a fun game. I just don't know, because the junkies used that microphone, too.
Yeah, it was used today.
So at some point, it was working.
During the pandems, when I'm at home, like, everybody would constantly, like,
get irritated at me because, like, Danny's Comrex. Like, I did it.
Your Comrex stunk.
Like, it's Danny. And it's like, I'm just trying to
We did home shows for a year.
Yeah, I don't know.
If Danny's Comrex wasn't around, it sounded crystal clear.
Yeah, there was this awful hiss or whatever. And, like, just again, it was like, I did it. So, again, this is a similar thing. Like, all I did was push the button that I pushed every day. I pushed it, and I started talking, and it's like, oh, Danny's thing again.
Come on, Danny. It drives me nuts. Get it together. To
be fair, it was your fault. It was always your Comrex. It was totally your fault.
It's your microphone. It's not my microphone.
Microphone glass, but the point of the dude's story is, like, there's like, an association with me.
Right.
Danny. Microphone. It's the microphone. It's not me. It's the same button.
But whose microphone is it?
It's mine.
So whose Comrex was it?
It was mine.
It's got to be. There's something. You see what I'm saying?
I do. There's a correlation.
There is some linkage.
Do we have causation
going on here? A little bit of. I'm looking for the linkage.
Linkage.
We will persevere. We are radio professionals.
Yeah, I just moved down.
In fact, we already have. Do you agree that it took you a long time to get over there or no? Is that a fair critique?
No, I was trying not to disrupt and make too many loud noises and clangs and things.
Did you just slide your chair or did you get up?
I switched chairs. I didn't want to do a chair rearrange because that's probably more distracting and noisy.
You started, the way I remember it was you got up and started to move as Mackenzie Gore was walking to the dugout waving everybody yesterday after 13 strikeouts, and you got in your seat right now. That's the way I remember.
Is that what happened?
You're so rich.
That's how it went.
You're so salty. It just seemed like it took a while.
Well, I get it. Like, again, what there needs to be for me to kind of feel pleased is zero criticism of me, who's just minding his business, trying to do the show.
It's just more fun this way.
I get it. It's fun for one of us. But, like, this is what happens at home to me a lot, where I'm going, you know what I need? Just occasionally. What you've done, fine. I need a zero criticism, this is fine type environment sometimes. Other times when something is amiss, something is awry, hey, I need you next time to do this. Or I understand, like, I'm all about self-improvement. I like coaching. I like getting better. It's my favorite thing. I'm all about improving. Sometimes, though, when all I've done is everything that you can do, I want a no criticism environment just for a little bit. Just for a little bit.
I think we could give you that.
Well, we didn't. We got 4 minutes into the show, and we've been doing it for 6 minutes.
Today's not that day.
Yeah, today's not the time.
There's plenty of days where we could give you that.
There needs to be a time where it's like, you know what? You moved over and it was fine. There's
Before
no tension
we close
to
the
it.
Curtain and stop talking about the fourth wall,
yep.
I do have one more thought. Is it amazing to anybody else that I legitimately believe this? Toby, you may agree with this. I don't know. Darius, I'd like to get your thoughts. The best sound we can possibly have is now over my cell phone. When I record segments with my cell phone, it sounds better than any Comrex. It sounds better than being in the studio, essentially. Now, the ceiling of the studio, like when it's working at its best,
yeah.
Probably still going to narrowly, by an edge, be better than my cell phone.
Because, like, there's no buzz.
But not by a lot.
Yeah.
There's occasionally an Aldrin.
It's a closer margin than it should be.
My cell phone, when we were recording stuff down at spring training,
yeah.
It's like Comrex or cell phone.
We're in the dugout. Music's blaring or whatever, like loud, like opening day type stuff. Just you, me, and Dave, everything's clacking and echoes, and it's like there's no Buzz Lightyear.
I'm sure a Droid would sound just as good, but it's getting harder and harder for me to be knocking iPhones.
Yeah.
As my iPhone sounds so silly.
It's silly.
Darius, am I crazy?
You guys did, I guess, pull the curtain back. You guys did Bustin' Loose Baseball live down there. And I did not know that you guys did it from the phone.
Right.
It was incredible.
They did it outside the Airbnb, by the way.
It was in
the
neighborhood.
The studio, the net sound that everyone thought was the ballpark, was Toby and I standing in front of our rental house. With, like, dudes cutting the grass across the street.
Yeah, the nice golf carts that you heard were actually just a bunch of Toyotas driving down the street in front of our yard.
They're like, oh, that's nice. They're on the backfields at spring training.
Oh, that's so cool.
No, that splash was not one of the Nationals getting into the little pool there for rehab.
That's not an observation of Andy Laura.
It was our fat neighbor getting some sun. You know, it was a little bit different than what you were envisioning. But the cell phone sounded so
loud.
And as we're saying, like, man, it's great to be back in studio, back at full strength.
Hanging out back in studio with you guys.
All five of us together where the show sounds best. But I think we're getting there. We're fine. We can get to our program.
Do we just to do it a little bit under while you're talking, just to see if it's comfortable?
Yeah, I can tell you it's not.
No, you don't like it? Okay.
Yeah, it's... I could sleep with it. Oh,
look at this
God.
Thing.
So bad. Crank it. Let the people...
What's the highest it can go?
Give the people what they want.
If you're tired at home and want some white noise, we got you.
People go to sleep to this.
I do. I do a white noise bit.
I never want to hear that again as long as I live. I appreciate it. It's a good bit. But
like, it would be like, don't, whatever you do, don't just put it, pot it up while Grant's talking.
Yeah, that would
like,
be
whatever bad. You do, don't do that at some point.
I have to have a fan while I sleep. I cannot sleep without a fan.
What do you
or
do
white
in a hotel
noise.
Room?
Well, great question. I either, if I have enough room in the bag, I will throw a little fan or something in there.
Wow.
Or
you'll throw a 106.7 in there?
I have to. Or I will just do white noise on my cell phone.
Yeah, I do that.
Which means it has to be plugged in. But what I can't do is fall asleep in a room that's silent. Your mind starts wandering. I'm thinking about everything. I need, even when I'm freezing cold in a room that's like 42 degrees, yeah, I'll just turn the fan away from me toward the wall.
Just so you have the buzz.
But I need the noise.
I started doing that. I could fall asleep for a lot of different things or circumstances. But we started doing it with kids, where it's like the first time they make a little murmur and they need to cry themselves back to sleep or kind of whatever. So now we also live out in the suburbs and there's like nature around. So like woodpeckers sometimes roll by or birds. They're like, hey, it's almost six. Hey, hey. I need that white noise,
yeah,
loud right by my ear.
Get you where you need to go.
Mm-hmm.